Thanks, y'all. Okay, I will do that, I promise. But I thank you for coming out. I thank you for your support. You know, when we were doing the show, and then NBC invited us not to return for the fall schedule. Like a lot of stuff that happens to you, you know, sometimes things happen to you and you think it's bad, and then you get on down the road just a little bit and you realize, well, that's for the absolute best for me. And that was probably the case with me with the TV thing, because a sitcom, it's long hours. It's like 15 and 16 hour days. And I didn't get to see my family near enough, and I never got to do this. And other than my family, I love doing this about as much as anything in the world. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for allowing me to do this and not to have to get a job. I don't want a job. So I'll let you go get the babysitters, but we will do what you said and not leave Bloomington without doing one or two ways on how to tell how you might be a redneck. If your panty lines can be seen from aerial photographs, you might be a redneck. If you think a 401k is your mother-in-law's bra size, you might be a redneck. If you thought the last four words of the Star Spangled Banner were, "Gentlemen, start your engines," you might be a redneck. If your honeymoon was featured on True Stories of the Highway Patrol, you might be a redneck. If you've ever had your nipple bitten off by a beaver, you might be a redneck. God bless you. Take care. Thanks, y'all.